Welcome to my blog talk radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach, singer, songwriter, and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. My guest for today's show is my inspiring and fun friend, Laura Lee Brown. Laura Lee is a singer, songwriter, co-host of the Little House Lounge Singer-Songwriter Series, and a co-manager for West Coast Songwriters in San Rafael, California. Today we'll be talking about music, songwriting, performing, hosting singer-songwriter events, and how music connects us. Welcome, Laura Lee.
Thank you, Margot. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you back on the show. It's so fun knowing you, and I'm so thankful for the fact that music did connect us. I mean, that's one of the connections that music has made for you and me together, is it connected us through West Coast Songwriters, and I'm very thankful for that.
That is a really good connection, and yes, music did bring us together, and I'm thankful for that as well.
I'm curious. I don't remember how long you've been part of West Coast Songwriters.
I have been officially part of West Coast Songwriters about 2012.
So about 2 years before I met you. Yeah.
It was right when Bob moved the locale for the San Rafael chapter to the Phoenix in downtown San Rafael. So that was about 2012, I think. So yes, it must have been 2 years before we met. It seems like I've known you for so much longer than that, in a positive way, though. It's like I can't even imagine
not knowing you. Yeah, I can't
exactly.
imagine not knowing you. Yeah, exactly. I think that one of the things that music does is it brings together kindred spirits. And kindred spirits, my friend Laurel Birch always said, kindred spirits are people that have kindred souls, kindred spirits. They just love similar things, and they feel like they've known each other forever, and that sort of thing. And I think that's part of why it feels like we've known each other our whole lives, even though it's really only been for a few years.
It's been 6 years, I think. We met in 2014.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I remember so well. I remember all of it. And when I look back on the choices that I've made in my life that I'm most glad I've made, one of them was definitely to go to West Coast Songwriters and try it out after we met you and Bob Crane at Redwood High School for the Earth Day that year. And you guys invited us to West Coast Songwriters as guests, and it was so much fun. And then we ended up joining, and I sang for the first time, my first time ever, on stage that year in May for my mom's birthday, which is May 20th. And if my sisters hadn't come that night, Laura Lee, I would have chickened out. But I'm glad I didn't, and I'm glad they came. So, that started this whole relationship with West Coast Songwriters and with you and Bob Crane and Dudley and I being co-managers later with you guys. And it's just been, an amazing ride, that's for sure.
And so many.
Yeah, so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Including that group that we have in one of the pictures in the slideshow, and Joel Schick's birthday is today, so happy birthday, Joel.
Happy birthday, Joel.
Yeah, oh my gosh, he's so much fun. Can you tell us a little bit about Joel? It would be fun for our audience to hear a little bit more about him. And he's the one that does the songwriter series with you, right?
Yes. I met Joel Schick through another songwriter friend who performed at my very first singer-songwriter night when I began the series at Rancho Nicasio in about 2009. and Roscoe Bourne was one of the first to sign up for my singer-songwriter series, and he eventually introduced me to Joel Schick. And the first time I met Joel Schick was the first night that the West Coast Songwriters was at the Phoenix. It was their playoff for that season in 2012, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Joel is an amazing songwriter. He had sent his Schadenfreude CD to me through Roscoe Bourne, and I listened to the CD, and there was just a plethora of songs on there. So many songs, I can't even count, and so many different styles, all original. So we forged a relationship through his coming up to my singer-songwriter series that I wound up having in Petaluma at the Corkscrew Wine Bar, which you and Dudley played at once. The series went for 3 years there after it ended at Rancho. It was about 3 years at Rancho and then wound up at the Corkscrew in Petaluma. Mm-hmm. And Joel became a regular for that, and that's how he and I bonded even more closely musically. He gave me permission to do a couple of his songs, which I have one of his songs, Schadenfreude, up on my YouTube channel. It's something that I performed for Lua Hadar's Cabaret Comico series in 2013, I think it was. Could have been 2014. I'll have to look at my notes.
That could be, yeah, could be. So, but that would have been just before I met you, yeah.
Yeah. So then the Corkscrew sold to another company, and I had my last singer-songwriter lounge, is what I called it there, mm-hmm. and Joel came to that. It was in March, and he said, well, why don't we bring the series to the Little House? And the Little House is a little in-law unit that he and his wife have on their property in Novato. And so I said, well, you should probably ask Alice, who is his wife and co-owner. Mm-hmm. And she did agree. And so we took the singer-songwriter series to Novato and have been doing it there for 3 years. We would have celebrated our third anniversary in March. We did celebrate it, just not in the Little House, because that's when the whole financial and pandemic thing touched the music industry, and everything has changed since then.
Well,
He's an amazing support. He's come and judged for the West Coast Songwriters many times in San Rafael, and he has judged for, I think he did one or two with Jay up in Petaluma. I know he did one or two for Lisa Marie in Vallejo. And I think before it closed, he might have judged in San Francisco at the Bazaar Cafe before it closed down and reopened.
Yeah, this pandemic, oh my gosh, you know. What is it, like about the middle of March that we all got told to stay home, and we haven't been able to do the West Coast Songwriters at Yatwa in San Rafael, and you haven't been able to do those series, and it's just totally changed everything. I mean, luckily, thanks to Zoom, we're able to do the West Coast Songwriters San Rafael as a songs in progress, where we just play songs and talk about them, and that's been really fun. I've been enjoying it, and it's getting to be better. And we did one, Dudley and I did one last night with the West Coast Songwriters in Menlo Park. And one of the cool things about it that I do like, Laura Lee, is that we can go places without having to drive there. So,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, because that's one of the reasons we hadn't visited Pete Summers in the Menlo Park one, or in the Palo Alto, some of the other places, it's just too far away, and that's why he hadn't visited ours. So I do like that aspect of it. There's no comparison, though, to when you're able to perform in person. So I'm so thankful for all of the times that we were able to do that during the last few years.
Absolutely. The landscape has completely changed. It's really beautiful in so many ways because Zoom has brought people together, not only musically, but in so many other ways, because people are forced now to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
There's no place to go to hear live music, or, you know, I have one friend who's in a songwriting group that I'll be joining this evening from Zoom, and she was a music teacher. She taught elementary children, and so her last few months she taught on Zoom. And she did say, you know, it had some really nice aspects to it. However, the live interaction in the kids being able to sing together and play instruments together, that kind of got a little lost in the wayside because the technology right now isn't caught up for people to be able to necessarily play together at the same time. I think you can do it and then edit it or something like that. You're doing an ensemble type
show. We talked about that a little bit last night during the Zoom, and Pete's been really looking into it, Pete Summer, and he's been doing so much for West Coast songwriters, and really appreciate all he's been doing. But one of the things he was pointing out is that the Zoom, the good thing about that is that we can all see each other in the squares. So you get to know the people more, and there's that kind of connection. The best sound, he was saying, for the music is really more through Facebook Live at the moment, but that's where you're just seeing the one person or a group of people performing. You know, it's like not like you can all kind of switch back and forth like you can with the Zoom. So I think that, you know, while we're all stuck at home or actually just being social distanced, physical distance. It's not just social. That's one of the things I really don't dislike about this whole idea of social distancing is it's really physical distancing that we're doing right now to protect people from getting sick. But social, we've actually been finding ways to connect, and I'm thankful for that. I'm so thankful for that.
Yes, it's actually in certain ways brought people closer together, I think. We always have the option to use Zoom and to use Facebook for interface, but now we are using it it's now the way we relate. And, you know, you can hear music from all over the Bay Area or all over the country or all over the world. And for me, it's stuff I might not have tuned into when I had the live venues right out my door.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I find exciting and a little bit frustrating about the Facebook, the live thing is great on there. And you can hear a whole group together. Hopefully they're social distancing. It's just that I find that when there's a lot of traffic on, say, someone's page that they're doing a concert, and some people that I listen to have huge, you know, crowds, it has a tendency to break up and become frozen right in the middle of my favorite song.
Well, actually, that happened last night just before we went on to the Zoom with West Coast Songwriters. We were listening to Tempest live at Soundtech Studios, and it was great for the first 20 minutes, and then it just froze up. And the weird thing about it is it froze up just before we were supposed to Zoom in for the other meeting. So for us, it actually worked out in a way where it reminded us, oh, yeah, we got to do the other thing that we made a commitment to do.
Exactly. Huh, that's
but
great.
I'm hoping that I don't know yet whether it continued after that, and hopefully it did. So, yeah, I mean, it's all internet related.
The concert
the ability for them to start the live again with the same link that everybody had from before, you know. I mean, when it freezes like that and I have to restart it, I don't know whether it has the same link or if you have to send out a new link or how that works. I don't know enough about it, but anyway, I was a little curious about that. But before I forget, too, I wanted to mention that next week on Tuesday, we have our first Tuesday of the month, West Coast Songwriters in San Rafael Zoom, and we're going to be doing it as a Songs in Progress and not a competition, but, you know, I think it's going to be really fun, and I'm hoping that you can be there. You're going to be there, right?
I am writing it down. Thank you for keeping me abreast of the whole thing. It seems like in this pandemic, shall we say, world that I'm in, I seem to lose track of what's happening since it's not live, so I'm writing it down now. And yes, I plan on being there and perhaps submitting a work in progress.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, I that's the thing I've noticed is that, well, because I'm the one that usually sends out the emails for it, I have to be more in touch with when it is and everything. But yeah, I want to make sure that I let people know when it's going to be so that they can be a part of that.
And so that's going to be, I'm sorry, that's going to be the 2nd of June, right?
Correct, yeah.
All right.
Tuesday the 2nd. And we're going to do another one in the beginning of July, and that'll be, I think it's the 7th of July. It's the first Tuesday. And luckily this year, the first Tuesday is not right next to the 4th of July, which can end up being a problem. So, yeah, so we've got those things to look forward to. And then, you know, they're going to do the conference for West Coast Songwriters online somehow, some sort of Zoom thing, I think. That'll be unusual. But, you know,
well,
what?
Well, that's the world we're in.
I am so proud of everybody for doing their best that they can, though, to make the best of it and to look for what's good about it. And to go on from there, you know, it just, that's what we all have to do.
Absolutely.
Time is really going by fast. I can't believe how fast the time goes by when I have you on the show. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the song that I'm going to play by you, and it was, you and Denise Lee. Yeah, so
Lay.
Tell us a little bit about the song before I'm going to play it, and then I will play it, and we can talk about it a little bit more, okay?
So the song is a song written by Kate Wolfe, and it's called Medicine Wheel. And what is really special to me about this song is that I learned it through another musical friend that Denise and I were roommates with when I first moved to the Bay Area back in the 1980s.
Hmm.
Learned the song from Susan Dobra, who's also an amazing songwriter in her own right. And when I learned the song, I added it to my repertoire. And what's very special about that connection is it was one of the first connections, musical connections with women that I had when I moved to the Bay Area from New Mexico back in the 1980s. 1983, I moved in to San Francisco, and then 1984, I moved into Mill Valley, into the house with Susan and Denise, and we formed a singing group just at home. We didn't really perform out much, but it was a really nice experience. Then the relationship, the musical relationship, singing relationship that I had with those two was pretty solid. And Denise and I wound up forming a duo, and we sang together for close to, well, over 25 years, all said and done.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, yeah. And so that song is really special in more than one way because, again, it's a connection with the actual activity of singing with someone, playing with someone, and also a connection to Kate Wolfe, who I never had the pleasure of seeing in concert. And she was a Bay Area local before she passed away from cancer, and that song is very, makes me feel like I have a connection to her and her sense of what life was about and that things are bigger than, you know, just living and dying, which is what the message of the medicine wheel in this particular song strikes me as.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I have to admit that I had never heard of Kate Wolf. I'd never heard the song Medicine Wheel before you sent it to me to play on the show. And it's a beautiful song. It really is a beautiful song. I listened to the one that I'm going to play with. This is with you and Denise singing, correct? And
yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was, and where was it recorded?
It was recorded at a place in San Rafael called Little Buddha Studios. And it was co-owned by Christopher Krotke, who, excuse me, now has, or I think he still has, although I'm not 100% sure, pardon me, he has a studio in Fairfax called Soundwire Studios. And he was sponsoring the West Coast Songwriters San Rafael Chapter Songwriter Winners for
mm-hmm.
2 years. Hasn't it been almost 2 years now?
I think so, yeah. He's been great. He's been great in donating that time, and I really appreciate it. Anyway, I want to play the song, and then let's talk about it a little bit more and talk a little bit more about singing with Denise, okay?
Lovely.
And I just wanted to mention to the audience that the song is about 5 minutes long, but it's beautiful and it's worth the time. So listen to the whole thing.
When the morning breaks and the sunlight warms my in these big eagle flies and the red tail proudly soars, I'm on my way to the place of the spirit one. Grandfather, hear me now, I am on fire. Let the sun dance guide my feet to your desire. Give me visions for my eyes, worth like gold that shimmer in the sun. Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya. When the sun goes down and it grows too dark to see, I look within to the shaman. I'm on my way, die and live again. Grandmother, thy cry, give me rest. I take my place with the woman in the west. Show me the raven and the bear, the way of herbs and the black obsidian. Hi-ya, hi-ya. Turn toward the south like the waters I will run. In innocence and the trust, the moon child's song is sung. I'm on my way to the place of the sacred plant. My emotions and my will at their command, where the turtle's voice is heard upon the land, where the wise coyote prowls, the rattlesnake will call me to the dance. Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya. Thank you. old woman of the north. My mind seeks clarity. I'm on my way to the place of the northern wind. Let the thunder and the lightning carry me. Lay my thoughts to rest. Send me into sleep. With the hawk and the buffalo, my dreams like crystal magic medicine. Hi-ya, hi-ya.
Gosh, Laura Lee, that is such a beautiful song.
Oh, that was...
Hey, what do you think? Yeah, sounded nice to me.
What?
I didn't realize that part was on the end still, where it says, sounds like a beautiful take.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I didn't even notice it.
That was great. Oh, what a nice memory. Thank you for playing that song. It is a beautiful song, and it was a really wonderful experience that I had working with Denise. We did a lot of shows together, played a lot of different restaurants and festivals and coffee houses. I remember one time we played at a garden opening. We played at an art opening. It was just a wonderful connection to have shared with someone for that long. We had a special vocal blend, people would say, and that's how it felt to me as well. Singing with her was just...
Yeah, it definitely is magical sounding, the two of your voices together. Just, wow. You don't have more recordings of the two of you singing together, unfortunately, do you?
I do.
Oh, you do? Well, that's good news.
She is one of the background singers on the song that you aired the first time I was on.
Hmm.
Let's see. That was called, what was the name of that song? Creation Song. She's on there. And incidentally, Christopher Kroetke did some wonderful work on that as well. He didn't do the initial recordings on those, but he did mix them and mm-hmm. add instrumentation and other wonderful things to the recordings when we brought it to his studio at Little Buddha again.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she and I have it shows you how old we are, a lot of cassettes of us singing in various places, like either my living room or her living room or somebody else's living room, or live in a restaurant setting. And then we have some digital stuff that's not meant for anything but to listen to for enjoyment
mm-hmm.
and memory's sake.
Oh, music
so
is magical.
So Denise now is living. It is. It's so magical. I love the way it connects people. Denise
mm-hmm.
is now living in Florida, and she is no longer able to sing. She has ALS. So it makes the memories even more special, and that experience will always be treasure, to have had that time with her.
Wow.
And
how long has she had the ALS?
She was diagnosed a little over 2 years ago, which she had been having symptoms before they were able to say for sure what was going on. She's
mm-hmm.
actually doing really well considering what she's going through. She is surrounded by a very loving and supportive family, and she's still able to get around. She isn't able to talk. She can still hear and is still very much able to understand and mm-hmm. relate. She does have the ability to think, communicate through this big computer board that has very large keys on it, so she can, you know, punch them still and
mm-hmm.
and, you know, talk that way.
Wow.
So anyway, it's, you just never know. That's why music is such a wonderful connection. It's, like I say, that's going to be a treasured connection that will always be part of my DNA now.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is it gets us back to gratitude, you know, and I wanted to mention
yeah.
that awesome gratitude group that we're part of on Facebook with Lee and Dee
mm-hmm.
and the book The Magic and focusing on gratitude every day. And it just, you know, there's so much to be grateful for in life. And I think that that's one of the things that the pandemic has done is that it's causing people to slow down and look for what they're grateful for, can do, hopefully. I mean, you know, some people maybe aren't looking for it, but there's so many things that we can still do, even though there's a lot that we can't right now. And it's, you know, there's also the fact, though, that everybody's going through the same thing in a way, and it's all over the world, and yet we're all going through it differently depending on our particular situation, you know, where we live, who we live with, whether we're alone or whether we, some of the people that have, you know, two, three kids or more, and they're trying to work out of their home, and they're also having to, like you were saying about the teacher teaching on Zoom and having their, you know, being a teacher and a parent and working, and then there's the people that don't have work. And one of the things that I've found really amazing is how much gratitude people are finally having for all the people that are called essential workers right now, the ones that work in the hospitals, the ones that work in the grocery stores, the ones that deliver us food and deliver packages to us and all the other things that help make the world go around. And it's just, you know, I don't know.
You know, it's interesting. You reminded me of that song that Bob wrote. I think it was called Alone in This Together. He played
yeah.
it for the last Songs in Progress.
Right,
that,
you're right.
Such
yeah.
a beautiful take on it. It just is reflective of what you're saying. You know, we're all going through this. We're in it together, but we're each going through it in our own way, in our own experience. I am so grateful to have someone to go through this with. I am not alone. I have my husband, who's very
mm-hmm.
supportive. I do know of some people that are going through it alone, and I think the part that's most difficult, again, it's not social distancing, it's physical distancing, and that's been the difficult thing. I can still hug somebody. I still have somebody to hug.
Right, I do too,
and
I'm
think
grateful
that music
for that.
Is, yeah. And I think that music is almost a way of giving a hug now.
It really is. You know, it really
mm-hmm.
is. It's a sound hug, I guess you'd call it.
I love that, Margo.
It just came to
and
me,
you know,
as, you know, as we're talking, I'm thinking it's a
intuitive.
Sound hug.
That's great. Well, you know, you mentioned Dee and Lee, and I know that Lee, her kids, they're in Australia, so they're... What time of year is it? Anyway, it's time for them to go back to school. And so
yeah, I don't know. You know. Yeah, I'm not sure. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, they're in a different, not just time zone, but also in different seasons, aren't they?
Seasons, yeah. Yeah. And she had the kids at home during lockdown for Australia, but they have, you know, let up some of the restrictions and... So she was talking about how she's glad they're going to be going back to school, but she is going to miss having them right there every day. So, but that was gratitude in her saying that she was so happy to have gotten to spend all that time with them and also
mm-hmm.
grateful that they are able to go back to school because they need it.
Right.
As well. need to have
I can't imagine. I can't imagine what that would be like for the kids not to be able to go to school. And yet, here in the United States, it's gotten so unsafe for kids to go to school that in some ways I was thinking, well, at least they're home. The parents don't have to worry about if they're safe sending them off to school each day, you know?
I know.
So it's just our world has gotten so crazy, and with so many people that don't care about people, and it just makes me crazy seeing that. And it's one of my pet peeves, which is our topic for Toastmasters tonight, is pet peeves.
Well, one of my favorite things about this whole thing is it's also bringing out the best in people. It's bringing out the neighborly, you know, the neighborly goodwill, so to speak, as well. And it's also exposing, let's say this, it's exposing what has already been there, and we've been so busy we didn't need to really try to take a look at it or deal with it. So my hope for this pandemic, socially, especially here in this country, is that, you know, we learn to come more together and address things that are so important, like, you know, the whole economic disparity and the healthcare needs of this country. I think that's, you know, touches back on your gratitude for the frontline workers, especially in the medical field right now, especially.
Yeah.
But everyone that's putting themselves on the line, even grocery workers.
Right. Yeah. It's so, so true. And, you know, in our area here, I've noticed it for sure, and I'm hoping that it's true all over the United States. I don't know what it's like in other places. And I've seen some of the places where people are kind of rebelling and not staying at home and not wearing masks. So I don't know. Yeah. Not sure how
but
that's going
are,
there.
But they are in your area.
Yeah, in our area, they're being really, really good about it. And I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. And there's just so much to appreciate in this and so many things that we can all learn from this time of being stuck at home, whether it's with people or alone, and also to find ways to connect with people. I mean, there's still the telephone, too, you know? I mean, do you remember the ads that they used to have? Reach out and touch someone, reach out
yeah.
and just say hi. Excuse me. And
yes,
you know,
I've enjoyed some conversations with people that I hadn't talked to in a long time. And I'm definitely one who likes to be social at times. I also like my private time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has been wonderful to reconnect. I talked with a cousin that I hadn't talked to in 9 years.
Wow.
And he was saying, he lives in New Mexico, he was saying that his son, who's 9,
uh-huh.
was like, Dad, Mom, when can I get back to school? I'm so tired of you guys.
Oh my gosh. You know, that's one of the things too that I'm grateful for is humor of any kind, you know. I mean, where people can laugh. Laughter and smiles are so healing. And you know, somebody was saying that with the masks on you can't see people smile, but you can see it in their eyes, you know? And you can hear it in their voice if they're smiling. So, you know, lately that's how we smile. Unless it's on Zoom,
that's
and then
amazing.
We can actually see each other smile, which is cool.
That is another wonderful thing to be having going on in one's life, is to have some humor, especially at a time like this.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, we only have about 4 minutes left, and what would you like to say to our listeners just before we have to get going?
Well, first of all, thank you, Margot, for having me on your show again and for doing this lovely Live Your Music program. Once a week, you have some amazing artists who have accomplished so much and are contributing to the creative world and the inner strength that creativity speaks to. For myself, I am looking forward to seeing how this whole new era of music mm-hmm. and entertainment pans out. It's an unknown variable when things kind of open up again. And also,
right.
I am looking forward to doing more songwriting. I've been working with a songwriting group. Mm-hmm. And so that's been wonderful for me to have people like James Baldwin. Jim is one of the members of the group. He invited me into it when I mentioned to him that I was looking for something. So I think whatever the creative muse is for a person, this is really a time to explore that and let it out, let it take form, let it speak from your heart to your heart intuitively.
Mm.
That's what's really been useful and helpful for me adjusting to this whole new world.
I love that. I love that. I really love what you said. And Jim Baldwin is in one of the people in the picture in the group shot that I put in the slideshow and in the poster.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. And there's so many other people in that are regulars there. And of course, we've got Lua Hadar is amazing as a judge. And then we've got Bob Crane. We've got Max Newton. We've got Michael Patch, Jesse Lee Kincaid, who's another one that's a judge for us. And J.C. Terbillion, Prem Byrne, Jim Baldwin, Steve Anderson, Wendell Wolf, and Roy Forrest in that picture. And Dudley, my husband, was taking the picture. It's just, you know, every single one of the live events has been wonderful. I'm thankful for the Zoom events in the meantime. And you're right, I don't know what's going to happen, and we're into a lot of uncertainty. But creativity is something that we can choose to do during this time of uncertainty. And at least enjoy it the most every day that we have. The only time we're all guaranteed
thing,
is today.
Exactly. That's the main point. We don't know. Even when everything is going the way we're so used to it going, all we ever really have is the moment.
I know,
so
and that's the thing.
And I'm thankful that this period has reminded me to get back to the creative, or focus more on it, I should say, because I am pretty creative. But now I've had the time to really delve into it more.
Well, you know.
Thank you, Margo.
You're welcome. And you know what? You are loving, you are kind, and you are creative. And those are three of my favorite things in people. I love being around people like that. And that is you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you are very supportive and loving and creative and focused.
Oh.
So that's. Those are wonderful qualities that I really
yep.
love having in your friendship.
I appreciate you, too. Well, everyone out there, get out there and do some creativity. Enjoy your present moments and live your music in all of the ways that you feel inspired to live it
mm-hmm.
and enjoy each day. Thank you, Laura Lee, for being on the show again. Thank you for all you inspire us to do and all you do give by living your music. Bye.
Thank you,
Margo. Now. You're welcome. Bye for now, Laura Lee. Bye for now, everyone. Live your
Bye.
Music. Bye.